fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 27th of October. This is our Tuesday morning roundtable. We have Steve O'Neill with us. We have Leon Green. We're hoping that Steve Bannon can get back with us. He hasn't yet. And, gentlemen, we got a caller on hold here. We got Kevin in Arizona. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good, good. What's on your mind, sir?
I'm a combat Desert Storm veteran. This whole vaccine thing, you know, I learned my lesson back in 1991. I've had a lot of problems ever since then, along with most of the Desert Storm veterans. And, you know, a lot of people seem to forget what the government did to us, as well as what they did to a lot of veterans prior. When I was first realizing that I had issues, I started doing a lot of research. One of the things that I come across that I haven't heard anybody, I'm having lung problems this morning. One of the things I haven't heard anybody talk about was Title 50 of the United States Code, Chapter 32, Section 1520. Are you familiar with that?
Offhand, I'm not. What is the state, sir?
Okay. They changed it back in the mid-90s, but it's Title 50 War and National Defense, Chapter 32 Chemical and Biological Warfare Program. Section 1520 is use of human subjects for testing of chemical or biological agents by Department of Defense, accounting to congressional committees with respect to experiments and studies, notifications of local civilian officials. Basically, what it was talking about is the Department of Defense has congressional approval to conduct these biological warfare experiments against unsuspecting populations within the United States. And in order for them to do that, they had to contact all the local civilian officials. And what they would do is inoculate law enforcement, medical, and all that without their knowledge for what they were testing for. You know, so this has progressed to a worldwide event that we're all facing right now. You know, we were given these little pills, and they said, here, take these pills. They will help increase your odds of survival on a battlefield contaminated with nerve agent poisoning. You know, at the time, the 22-year-old, you know, father of three, you know, I was like, yeah, give me whatever is going to help me get back home to my family.
Right.
And after about 2 days of taking these things, you know, we all realized that, you know, there's a problem with this.
Yeah. What were the symptoms by the second? What were the symptoms by the second or third day?
Well, with myself, I was noticing that I was losing control of my emotions. And, you know, being on a battlefield, that's the last thing that, you know, that you want to lose control of.
Right.
I myself, you know, I just noticed that I was angry, extremely angry. And, you know, so I quit taking them, and, you know, and everybody in the unit quit taking them, even all the way up to our, all the way up to our battalion commander.
Right.
You know, that along with the anthrax vaccinations that we got, you know, the problems that, you know, most of us Desert Storm veterans are suffering today, you know, they keep us brushed underneath the rug. They don't talk about Gulf War illnesses anymore. And it's just a crying shame. You know, if people would just wake up, you know, back then I trusted the government. You know, I was like, yeah, you know, I believe that, you know, you're going to do whatever it takes to keep me safe and healthy so I can do this fight for you.
Right.
You know, now,
right.
You know, I know a lot different.
I bet you do.
Can I interject something?
Before you get away, Lynn, you go ahead first. What's your question for Kevin?
Yes, sir. Do you know about the, I was also in the Persian Gulf War, the first and second, I mean, the Operation Desert Shield and Storm. But being in the Navy, you know, we had the standoff ability. But they still tried to vaccinate, and I did not, you know, I didn't go along with it as a lieutenant. So, but do you know that the repository of all of the claims of all your emotional, the Desert War Syndrome and all those things, they kept them stored in the Alfred B. Murray building. Do you know that? It was all paper records, and when all those records were destroyed during that convenient and a coincidental event, that $2 trillion class action suit that would have bankrupted America went away.
Oh, yeah, I believe it. You know, that's one of the things that, you know, that I've told people is that, you know, the government can't admit, you know, the problems that we all have because of the financial devastation that it would cause, you know, to the country. I myself, sure, after fighting the VA for 21 years. I'm now 100% permanent and total disabled veteran.
Kevin, before we get away, Kevin, have you stayed in touch with the men in your unit by any chance?
I have tried to contact, and I just can't find any of them.
Well, the reason I was wondering how many of them are still alive or are even functional. That was my real question.
Well, yeah, and I know where you were going with that, and I have no idea because I know the vast majority of us that were exposed. You know, I was close to her, and I'm going to butcher the name, Kermiska Ammunition Bunker Complex that the Iraqis had that was full of chemical weapons that we destroyed. I was fairly close to that when that was detonated. You know, we were exposed to sarin nerve gas twice, mustard gas six times. You know, so there's a lot there.
As a general observation, my knowledge of the men, and I came close to volunteering for it. My buddy said, you don't want to be here, John. It's going to be a chemical battlefield. But my knowledge of what you men went through is that everybody who was in country is either dead or disabled. Would that be a fairly accurate statement, Kevin?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Yep.
And one other thing, you know, with this Navy SEAL thing that's going around, have you heard any new information? And the reason I ask this is my wife's cousin was one of the ones that were sacrificed in Extortion 17, J.T. Tomlinson. He was one of the SEAL Team 6 guys that was in the helicopter that got shot down.
Well, the evidence we've got is pretty clear and convincing. I don't know that we need anything else. I'm not aware of anything new. Leon, are you aware of anything new regarding the death of the SEAL Team 6 guy?
No, sir. I did see that there are allegations, but you know that went over like the Hunter Biden information. You know, they just squash it and they don't address it. But yes, you know, the treason attached to that.
It will come back. It will come back. Kevin, anything else, sir?
No, that's it.
Okay, appreciate the call. Thank you.
Thank you.
We got a note from Steve Van Noon. He's still on his overseas call. Steve O'Neill, I know you're going to repeat yourself, but I want some affirmation. If a vaccination is offered, what would your response be, sir?
Well, under the circumstances, I'd be very much skeptical about it. I'm not interested in having one. First of all, we know that their efficacy is marginal at best, and in addition, there are concerns that are not so benevolent. No, I would refuse it under these circumstances.
All right. I've asked my event planner to advise me if the cruise that we got a couple of cruises scheduled, if they're going to mandate one of two things, either wearing masks or checking for the COVID-19. If either one is mandated, I will cancel the cruises. I don't trust the testing procedure itself. When a sterile test kit is submitted for test to back to the test company, comes back positive, there's only two possibilities. One, the test kit was already contaminated, or two, they're falsifying results. Is there a third possibility there, Steve?
I don't know. I know that if you go on a cruise these days, it's asking for trouble, in my opinion. The one thing I would not do is go on a cruise without a decent supply of quinine sulfate and a couple of other things. I wouldn't dare do that. Not now. You know, otherwise, you will wind up developing the disease in all probability. Very dangerous. The masks could be extremely important in certain circumstances. You know my opinion on that. Common sense has gone out the window in the mask discussion. People don't have even the slightest clue of common sense in discussing that anymore. But there are many circumstances where people wear them where they don't need to at all or shouldn't. But there are certain circumstances where you do definitely want them. And for reasons that might be slightly mathematically subtle, but not so subtle when it comes to the disease. The mask is the lesser of the important issues here. Using good judgment, and if you're going to be in a place, the Diamond Princess data clearly showed the degree of infection. It was pretty serious, and the death rate was higher than it was advanced a bit because of the captive audience. Protocols and other things involved. It won't be as bad now, but I would be very leery about it. But I would prophylaxis with quinine and zinc, of course, and vitamin D3, and there's several other things. And hope to God that it works.
Right. Well, John, we got a couple of callers on hold here. Let's take our first caller. It's Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, gentlemen. Bioport is the company that made the anthrax vaccine with the squalene in it, and that is what, you know, made a lot of those veterans sick and die, because what I've heard that it poisoned the cholesterol-making pathway of the body. Maybe it has something to do with molecular mimicry, but Mary Toko was on Ingrid Castle's show Saturday night, and she said that Bioport has morphed into Moderna.
That's that company
that I know Bill Gates is part of that, and but they're the ones that I believe they're the ones that are wanting to put some kind of marker and something that would actually change your DNA into their vaccine. I believe that's the one I've heard
about. That's what we're reading. That's exactly what we're reading, right?
So, anyway, that's all I have. Bye.
Okay. Any follow-up there, Leon, before we go to our next caller?
I didn't know about the Moderna connection, but the potential, you know, with the markers, and you know that they had these patents over a year ago. You know, CDC had them much earlier on the coronavirus, but the patents for these, the markers and everything else, were also listed, you know, 6-8 months before this ever occurred. So, you know, having foreknowledge is definitely is indicative here for you to go through and say, I want to have something on some unknown object. You know, and I'm going to pay lawyers and patent lawyers to do it worldwide. It shows premonition.
It shows foreknowledge is what it shows. Absolutely.
Yes.
Steve, you got any follow-up before we go to our next caller, sir?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, let's go. Our next caller is John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Steve, this is for you. Leon, this is for you. John, this is for you. The so-called vaccine is actually genetic therapy. It's an mRNA vaccine, which is not a vaccine. Messenger RNA created in a laboratory never occurs naturally. They're going to introduce into your body, adding a third strand of DNA from 46 chromosomes to 69 chromosomes that is absolutely has the ability not only to change your DNA, but to program your DNA to report back wirelessly. That's what the 5G and the Internet of Things is about, to actually change your DNA. So let me ask each one of you, and I'd like to hear your responses. Right now, your flesh and blood, your 46 chromosomes are Y and X chromosomes. If they're adding a third strand, another 23 chromosomes of DNA that are neither male nor female, not naturally occurring, created in a lab, what are they doing to your body, and what will you become?
Steve, you got a response to John there?
Well, of course, they're mucking at level. I'm on board with Walmart, and I don't think anybody should. These are that makes vaccine trope. And that is and that's what I was thinking to do. There's two factors. Number one,
John, you're breathing into the telephone. It's really disrupting everything.
I'm sorry. There we go. How's that?
Better.
Yeah, his microphone is ridiculously sensitive. Anyway, these deliberate adjuncts, those are bioweapons of their own. And the very, very subtle kind that I don't appreciate whatsoever. I don't think any of you do. The other thing has to do with the fact that RNA viruses and the whole issue surrounding Judy Mikovit has a lot to say, and I've mentioned her. We've discussed it before, and it's not trustworthy. We're playing with fire with that stuff.
Absolutely. Hold on, Steve. We got a break. We'll be right back, everybody.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there on my forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the 27th of October. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. I'm so glad I got EMP Shield devices for my daughter, my son-in-law, my grandson. You can be glad, too, if you get them to take care of your family. This is the Tuesday morning roundtable, and we're working with John in Tennessee to get his questions answered here. Did you get a pretty comprehensive answers there, John?
Well, I'd like to hear as well what you and Leon think, and I'll tell you before I get your response. It's called transhumanism. I believe it's Daniel chapter 2, verse 43, iron and miry clay, and the two will not cleave. You become part and parcel of their property because you're a genetically modified organism at that point. I'd like to get yours and Leon's response.
Okay. Leon, go first, if you would please, sir.
Well, I have no intention of taking this, you know, experimental vaccine, whatever they want to call it. And I've seen how Pfizer and Johnson are backing away from this, you know, this Operation Warp Speed because of problems they've already had. And saw an article that South Korea have already had 18 fatalities due to the vaccinations. So I have no desire whatsoever, and whether this is the mark of the beast or not, I agree with you in the transhumanism aspect and the Internet of Things, and they want to code everything in the world so they can keep track of it electronically, AI, via AI and quantum. And so I have no desire. And if we have to go down the path of, you know, the Nuremberg trials, informed consent, you know, they are not providing it. They're going to hide behind the veil of intellectual property or copyright and whatever, just like they did with the numerous other things, like the chemicals they put in the oil spill and the BP Horizon. They would not disclose it, even though they've had so many toxic respects of that. And the we can also take that same aspect with the fracking constituents and chemicals they use for that. So, yes, you're right about the RNA aspect and whether I'm going to go from 46 strands or 46 chromosomes to 69, that's not going to happen voluntarily on my watch, and I have no desire whatsoever, and I've said it more than once. If they want to give me thimerosal mercury, I'm going to give them lead.
Well, my brief thought is I don't trust these people. Steve Quayle has done more work on transhumanism than anybody I'm aware of, and I don't trust him. I'm not going to take any vaccine, end of story. Anything else, John?
All right, thank you.
Okay, appreciate the call. New call number at Republic Broadcasting, here it is, 512-248-8252. I say again, 512-248-8252. Well, gentlemen, we got an election a week from today. I've already voted absentee in case I had an unexpected conflict the day of the election. Looking forward to seeing what the results are going to be. If it's a free and fair election, I believe the president will be reelected in a landslide. That remains to be seen. There's going to be many attempts to do fraudulent voting, illegal voting, ballot stuffing, everything you can imagine. There'll be legal challenges. There'll be total chaos and confusion. What do you think, Leon?
Yes, we already know that's their intended purposes, and they have the chaos and confusion. And so, and you can see the history of Diebold with their sordid history, saying we'll give you exactly the percentage you want. So, and I haven't got the chance to read your article on the website that talks about how Biden brags about, you know, he has the most experience. I think I'm doing it from memory. This is just in the last 20 minutes, but the voter fraud program ever compiled. So, you know, I'm going to pursue that as well. But the gall to have all of the information that's been thrown up against him and his son, and the influence, and the just the corruption. It makes Obama's pale in comparison, and he was a sordid president. So it just blows me away that they would still continue this and just not back out, saying, "Look, we have screwed up." But their ethics is in the toilet in the first place. So, you know, they're just going to keep pushing through. And it's just Hillary Clinton. She's same way.
She is. Looks like Steve Ben Noon, his website is IsraeliNewsLive.org. IsraeliNewsLive.org is back with us. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, John.
Well, your overseas call went well, I hope.
Well, it's always a mess over there. This is the true fascist European Union and all the bureaucracy and red tape garbage. I hate it. America's better.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that. We got a 5-minute break coming up here in less than a minute. Well, Steve, we have an election. Steve, well, we have a break. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 27th of October. My website is thelibertyman.com. We now have posted, just as a few minutes ago, something that's fun. It's nice to have some humor. And it's under the section, U.S. protests and riots, weekend at Biden's. It's very professionally done, professional audio, professional video, professional editing. It's a lot of fun, making fun of Joe Biden. Also, my website, if you've got issues with pain, we have something that'll help. It's called the Energy Cleaner, only $285 shipping included. The mattress pads that go with it, they vary in price depending on what you need. Twin, full, queen, king, California king, the handy travel size. Everything is right there for sale at my website at thelibertyman.com. Keep in mind, if you've got pain issues or sleep issues, it will help. If you're one of the unlucky 1% or 2% it doesn't, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. So check out the Energy Cleaner at my website at thelibertyman.com, the mattress pads that go with it. Toll-free our line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We have a bunch of calls stacked up here, gentlemen. First, we go to Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle. Kyle, you're on the air.
Okay, there we go. John, I've got, with all due respect to John in Tennessee, and I do believe that this transhumanism factor they're trying to implement it. I'm not willing to, at this point, give complete thought that I believe that they could actually add a third strand of DNA. I believe that they can break DNA and add, you know, markers possibly into the DNA system. But to be able to add a third strand of DNA, I just personally don't believe that's going to happen. That can happen. But having said that, I'm also wondering if they tagged your Social Security checks or were able to get a hold of your entire banking transactions with your businesses and everything else, and say, you know, unless you have the vaccine, you cannot use, if they get to this digital money where you can't access your money or anything else, then it's going to really get interesting for everybody. I'd like to get you guys' response to that.
That would be a foolish thing to attempt to do that. And it would take new legislation to have the ability to do that. Steve Benoon, you got any response to Kyle here?
Yeah, actually, when it comes to this mandatory requiring, you know, as far as dealing with banking and things like that, Slovakia right now and Hungary are now in a phase under a full lockdown. And they will not be allowed to leave home. They will not be allowed to return to work. They will not be allowed to bank or do anything unless they have been tested for COVID and have proof of the testing. And the test does have hydrogel on the test swabs, which is very, very bad. And we've been in some communications with family over there. These people are terrorized at what the fascist president of Slovakia is doing in that country alone. So, you know, we always see, John, the things that are happening over in other parts of the world trickle right into our nation later. But I'm sure it'll be after the election, and, you know, and who knows what they're going to do. But this is a global event, so I can see global implications.
Okay. Steve O'Neill, you got a response before we move on here, sir?
Oh, yeah, I agree. The thing is, when you get into, we need, the people of the world need to let the governments of the world know their cure is worse than the disease. We have a backdrop behind this. I take the virus very seriously. There is a latent pathology associated with this RNA virus that is more dangerous than the death rate. It's unknown, and it's typical of these viruses. There are latent illnesses that can occur years later, and who knows with what severity. This is a bioweapon that's been laid on us with clear evidence of an agenda that overstates the role of the virus. We have an entire basis of loss of faith in our institutions and in our governments. Martin Armstrong's code results clearly indicate by early 2030s that sovereign authority will collapse, that China will rise above the Western world because of this. Unless we stop this, people need to wake up and do something about it. And
agreed.
The whole idea of mandating is unacceptable.
Agreed. Okay.
My
Kyle, view. Anything else?
No, that's it, John. I just... Okay. You know, I don't want us to go to the point of, I mean, I agree with all of that you guys have said, but sometimes we hear things that, you know, if you really step back and think about it, don't really make a lot of sense, like the third strand of DNA. And what I don't want to do is see the good information being lost because somebody, and I'm not accusing John of anything. I respect the men. I really do. But I just don't want to see any, you know, false information come out that is so far gone, so far down the road, that all of the good stuff that we put out is thrown out with it. You know, the baby in the bathwater sort of thing. anyway, I'll let you guys go, and thank you for your time and this. I love this roundtable.
Okay, thank you. All right, our next caller is Elizabeth in New York. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have to agree with John as far as it having all those capabilities, because I do believe that it's biotech. We got to remember that it's not something that's natural. I think they do have the capability. I mean, they got CRISPR and they got a lot of these other things, and some of this stuff is capable of replicating. This is why this is mutating. It's got HIV inserts in it. They have done an abomination of things with this whole bioweapon. And it's going to affect people, and it's going to affect them permanently. And it is going to have the capability not only to communicate, send communications to them, it's going to control you as well. And I wanted to comment on something that Stephen, and I was watching the video that you did, the latest one that you did. And I wanted to ask you if you have looked into the Brotherhood of the Serpent, because I think it ties into the road you're going down. I don't know if you know anything about it, because the Ouroboros symbol was used by the Pope in Italy. And I happen to think that it really does exist. People question whether it really did exist or not. I think it did. I just wanted your comment on that, Steve.
As far as the Brotherhood, no, I'm not aware of that. I do know about the Ouroboros and the Vatican using this, but the other one, no, I'm not aware of that.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else? If you get an opportunity, Steve, you might want to check into it. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay. All right. Well, there's all kinds of secret societies and secret symbols and secret this and secret that, isn't there, Steve, been known?
Yes, there is. There is probably more than we care to know. And one quick comment, too, John, on this DNA thing there. Altering our DNA, they can definitely do. We know that. I, of course, I'm not qualified to go into that arena. That would be my wife's arena there. But I know Dr. Carrie Madej, when she was here in Orlando speaking, she was talking there about being in those meetings where they were talking about altering the DNA. And, of course, the subject of transhumanism was brought up in that. But not qualified myself, but as far as adding, yeah, I don't know about that part as far as right. If that's possible. But right. Breaking your DNA and damaging it, yes, they can definitely do that.
Right, right. Stephen O'Neill, you got any follow-up on this transhumanism thing here, sir?
Yeah, the situation is real. I just don't know the biology well enough to know just how far advanced they are. But that prior caller, I think his most valuable point was that, listen, there's an awful lot of disinformation out there, and there sure is. I see it. I see it hit Hodges and Quayle and everybody just like mad. These guys get baited all the time, and it's nauseating, and it really destroys the credibility of the alternative media in some cases. I see a lot of this. I had a big axe to grind about that, and the lack of what I would call the alternative peer review system that would actually allow people to develop a coherent and highly technical and sophisticated front that can stand up against our authority of our institutions, who are themselves terribly corrupt. So I think, yes, the idea that, you know, we may be fed disinformation is a big concern. As far as the specifics on the biology of it, listen, we know that even if it's not another 23 chromosomes or whatever, it they can do a lot of things that are very undesirable. And by the way, you know, don't forget that old Uncle Bill made his fortune, that is Bill Gates, made his fortune selling software to the American intelligence agencies. And he is not qualified to stand in place and make judgments on human welfare and I, in particular India, has a lot to say about that. They've sued the heck out of him for destroying hundreds of thousands of children's lives with adjunct in vaccines that were related to sterilization and so forth. I don't think those people wanted that, and I don't, you know, and I don't think it was any good. There's something really rotten going on up in the high level of our tech corporations and in our governments and the people who are at the levels above them. This has to be addressed, and of course I'm my soapbox about it, but there are very serious manipulations of our biology going on, and it both on the technical level and I would say on the spiritual, ecclesiastical level as well. We're at war, whether we know it or not. We need to do something about it. That's my
Absolutely.
View on that.
Absolutely, I agree. Well, we have a gentleman, we have a national election exactly 1 week from today. Next week when we're doing this show, the election will be taking place. I've made preparations to deal with whatever comes up to protect people and property. And I know that you've done everything you need to be doing to take care of yourselves, gentlemen. The time for preparation is pretty much over. Maybe some last-minute things, topping off some fuel tanks, getting some extra items that might be necessary. But the wait is basically over, isn't it, Steve Van Noon?
Yes, it is, John. We are really, and there's been a lot of talk, too, that or chatter, I should say, of concerns about rioting beginning even before the election. And I can only imagine that to help try to derail the election process. So it's not going to look good.
Absolutely. Yes. Steve O'Neill, have you got your last minute preps finished?
Last minute preps for what? The election?
Yes, sir.
I'm not really... Well, in one way, I'm ignoring it. In another way, it's very important. I hope we get through this in one piece. Even if Trump wins, and even if we win decisively, they're going to try to get him out of there, John. He would carry them to 2024, which is well into, it's deep into the time frame that I believe that the fellows in Geneva are going to have to make some major moves in terms of the global population and the terrible things that are going to be coming. I think one way or another, either way, if Trump wins, we're going to have a little bit of rattle after he wins, but there will be motivation for spoiling the election will be gone, but then there will be other copycat stuff going on, and who knows what. After that, I think we may have a few months to a year or two of quiescence before they do something about the fact that he's in there. The rest of it, of course, is all speculation, but there's a vested interest in getting him out of there so that they can put the New World Order agenda in more easily. And, of course, Joe is very much in tune with that. He was under Clinton. By the way, that whole thing with the Murrah building, there was a Cody Snodgrass was the CIA agent who was offered the job of blowing up the Murrah building. He had an interview with David Ott, Daniel Ott, a couple of years ago or so. And he was offered a bag of $500,000 and another $500,000 when the job's done to do that. And, of course, Clinton was part of that whole process of getting that done and getting almost $1 trillion worth of veterans benefits associated with Gulf War syndrome destroyed. The only copy, of course.
Right.
Something probably rotten up at the top, and I certainly don't want anybody associated with that in the White House. That's really it. But anyway, John, no, I'm not prepared for this. I don't think anyone really is. We're going to have to go
well,
into
you do
it.
What you can do. Yeah, you do what you can do, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, Steve Van Noon, I know you've been working on your safe haven for your family, and it can be occupied now, at least, can't it?
Yes, it is. And you know, the one thing, John, that we've done as well is try to buy material so that when things do go down, you can at least still continue to work with what you have. And that's been one of our big issues on trying to prep for this. So, but yeah, the time is up, unfortunately. And I'm actually here back in Florida because we're doing our last load out. And so that's what we're doing over the next couple of days so that we can make our last run.
Okay. Head for the hills, huh?
You got that right.
Absolutely. And
wear your vest.
How are the children? It's going to be a dramatic change for your children. How are they adjusting to this, sir?
They've actually done fairly well on that issue already. So, you know, because we've gone so much back and forth. So, you know, it's an adjustment, you know, for me. I mean, and like my father-in-law, we're more of the country outdoor people anyway. So it's beautiful where we're at, you know, just everything's very small is all. So,
Right. Gotcha.
We have the feeling of sardines.
Well, I've been to the home you left, and I got enough of an idea about the home you've relocated to. And it'll be a dramatic change in digs, to change, to say the least. But it'll work out, I'm sure. And you're on the election day. You plan on being in Tennessee, I assume.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, you have some unusual, well-placed horses. What are they saying is going to happen the day of or the day after the election, sir?
Well, there was, I'd gotten an email that I was required to delete immediately because we didn't do it secure communique. But there was originally believed, and I don't know if it still holds true, that there was they're planning on doing a false flag. That's the left is planning on doing a false flag. Associated with this November 2nd asteroid passing by. And there's been a number of asteroids that have come through that are really becoming more alarming anyway. But at that rate there, it's not one, though, that I was told that it's not one that really would cause any major issues other than similar to that of what happened in Russia, but they don't even believe it'll hit the Earth. It'd be about 300 miles out. And then also, There's just a lot of talk of false flags. I got other sources out of the Middle East that says that there is a possibility of a false flag event that could be. Now, I wasn't told what asset it would be against, but I'm assuming against our own troops there in the Middle East to drag us into a war with Iran. And but that is actually coming out of intel from CIA and other intelligence agencies. So who's behind it for sure, I'm not aware of, but I know that the Mujahideen had been contacted to help carry this out, and that Jordan, the country of Jordan, had accepted that offer to do this strike there in order to justify the war with Iran. I know that the Trump administration had kind of been blamed on that, but I feel like that it's more so being pushed by Israel, because that's who's wanting to go to war. And I did get Israeli intelligence backing on that they are going to do it. They're going to strike Hezbollah first, and that this is about to take place, whether or not before the election or right thereafter, I'm not sure. And then, of course, we already know that right after the election, insurrection is going to sweep the nation. And there have been a lot of paid actors involved in this that will help drive it. And of course, there's enough animosity with some of the races that are just, you know, they feel like they've been treated badly, that they would join in with it. But there's been some well-funded arming coming into the U.S. as well to help facilitate this. And that's what is concerning, I guess, for us all.
It should be. It should be. Well, here we are. I need to keep repeating myself. 1 week from the election, I want to keep encouraging people to get out and vote. Every vote counts. Every ballot counts. We need overwhelming support for the president. They can do election fraud up to about 10%. After that, it starts becoming obvious. And, of course, they'll do as much as they can. And we need to overwhelm it with our conservative friends, neighbors, relatives, co-workers to get out and vote. Don't we, Leon?
Yes, sir, except for one thing I can personally do. You were talking about preparations, and tomorrow I'm picking up, having delivered 500 gallons of diesel and ethanol-free gasoline. So, and that's just the first stage, and I'm going to get one more batch before it occurs, because I realize, yeah, even with the EMP, if you don't have a fuel source, you're going to, unless you have a wood gasifier, you're not going to be moving too much and trying to be functional, picking up batteries and everything else, propane in the future without a movable vehicle is going to be insane.
It will be. It will be. Okay, it's time for our wrap-up. We'll begin with Steve O'Neill. A 60-second wrap-up, please, sir, if you can do that.
It's another word that we began, John. It's so nice being able to get together and chat about these things and try to make sense out of everything. People do, I've always felt that people do need to get together more. Ironically, whatever they say about this virus, we need to be getting together and defining the future in terms of our own will, not this social agenda, social engineering that the people in power are trying to put down our throats. It's a very serious issue. It's the people versus the ones who control us. We're livestock to them, John. And we behave like livestock, we'll be livestock. And if we behave like free men, that's what we'll be, one way or another.
Absolutely.
So those are my thoughts.
Okay, well, thank you. Leon, your 60-second wrap-up, please, sir.
Well, yeah, this is the D-Day weekend, and like Steve Bannon said, you know, wear your vest, keep your powder dry, stock and fill, top off all the water, check your flashlights, get everything ready, because, you know, if there is a false flag prior to that, you're prepared. But, you know, I think the general populace thinks that, you know, it's just going to be another day in history, and I don't think that's going to be that commonplace.
Okay.
Thank you.
Steve Bannon, IsraeliNewsLive.org, your final comment, sir.
Prepared, yes, exactly. I know that there's not much that a lot of people can do in a short period of time, but then again, there is a lot we can do. So just as John and Steve and Leon, you guys have already stated, you know, double check everything that you have, make sure that you're ready. And that's not, you know, if you do have a vest, it's not a bad idea, even if you're not wearing it, have it in the vehicle with you, because if you get caught out in town somewhere and something's going down, you know, you want to be prepared for that type of a situation as well. And I wouldn't actually, John, when it comes to other than voting and stuff like that, right soon thereafter or even right there before, I would try to limit my my trips into town and things like that. I don't think it's so wise to be out in such a volatile situation.
Absolutely. Gentlemen, thank you. We'll be back on Election Day. Steve, and Leon, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, guys. Appreciate it. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.